hard men for a hard time. Come."
He strode briskly down the vault, past the procession of stone pillars and the endless carved figures. A tongue of flame trailed back from the upraised torch as he went. The vault was cavernous, longer than Winterfell itself, and John had told him once that there were other levels underneath, vaults even deeper and darker, where the older kings were buried. It would not do to lose the light. Summer refused to move from the steps, even when Usher followed the torch, Bran in her arms.
"Do you recall your history, Bran?"
the maester said as they walked.
"Tell Usher who they were and what they did, if you can."
He looked at the passing faces, and the tales came back to him. The maester had told him the stories, and old Nan had made them come alive. "That one is John Stark. When the sea raiders landed in the east, he drove them out and built the castle at White Harbour. His son was Rickard Stark, not my father's father, but another Rickard. He took the neck away from the March King and married his daughter. Theon Starks, the real thin one with the long hair and the skinny beard. They called him the Hungry Wolf, because he was always at war.